Trade Representative concluded its quick Section 301 investigation Thursday into allegations that 60 countries have not properly enforced prohibitions against importation of products made using forced labor. Seed sector remains a committed partner in combating forced labor and in supporting the innovation pipeline that empowers American farmers to lead the world in agricultural exports, Andy Levine, a STAB president and CEO, said in a statement. Jobs, manufacturing, and the economy, William Bill Murray, NCA's president and CEO, said in a statement. The tariffs also remove tariffs on UK whiskies. However, that exemption doesn't extend to all imported spirits and wines. The Trump administration's exemptions for agricultural inputs such as fertilizer and seeds from tariffs imposed on 60 countries drew praise from the agricultural industry. The Office of the U.S. Trade Representative concluded its quick Section 301 investigation Thursday into allegations that 60 countries have not properly enforced prohibitions against importation of products made using forced labor. The action came just hours before global 10% tariffs imposed under Section 122 were set to expire. The 60 countries now face tariffs ranging from 10 to 12.5%. In addition to seeds and fertilizer, products exempted include pesticide inputs, coffee, bovine products, and certain fruits such as bananas and seasonal tomatoes. The American Seed Trade Association, representing approximately 85% of the U.S. seed industry, expressed support for the exemptions. USTR exempted several types of seeds from the levies, including seeds for sweet corn, peas, soybean beans, kidney beans, lentils, and leguminous vegetables not elsewhere specific or included, according to the Federal Register notice memorializing the tariffs. Tariff relief under these investigations and others will help ensure that U.S. seed companies can conduct necessary steps of seed production that cannot be relocated and remain economically competitive in a global industry. The U.S. seed sector remains a committed partner in combating forced labor and in supporting the innovation pipeline that empowers American farmers to lead the world in agricultural exports, Andy Levine, a STAB president and CEO, said in a statement. At a hearing earlier this month, Levine testified that tariffs are adding significant costs to the industry that traditionally relies on global cooperation for research, development, and seed movement. The American Soybean Association said in a statement that it appreciates seed exemptions for seeds, fertilizer, crop protection products, and machinery. At the same time, additional products essential to farmers now face additional tariffs that will drive up the price of inputs and further exacerbate the rising cost of farming. ASA encourages the administration to continue expanding exemptions to reflect the needs of U.S. agriculture, Scott Metzger, ASA's president and Ohio soybean farmer, said in the statement. The National Coffee Association, which also testified at the SEC 301 hearing, was pleased with the outcome. The United States can't grow coffee to meet our needs, so the administration's strategic exemptions of coffee from these tariffs will make critical contributions to easing cost of living pressures and enabling coffee's continued enormous contributions to U.S. jobs, manufacturing, and the economy, William Bill Murray, NCA's president and CEO, said in a statement. NCA also testified at another SEC 301 hearing to impose 25% levies on Brazil, where the group recommended an exemption for unflavored instant coffee. Those tariffs were finalized on July 15 with that exemption. Bids to remove the exemptions on bovine and beef products were unsuccessful. Jenna Stanton, the Director of Policy and Public Affairs for the United States Cowmen's Association, testified at the USTR hearing, urging the panel to drop the exemption. American consumers are telling you with their wallets that they want beef and they're willing to pay for it. What they are not asking for you to do is to quietly replace American beef with foreign beef raised under conditions we would never allow here, Stanton said at the hearing, adding that U.S. beef consumption is at a 70-year high. The tariffs also remove tariffs on UK whiskies. However, that exemption doesn't extend to all imported spirits and wines.